Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, we are having a good time. It's like old home week here in the studio because our next guest and Debbie Monterey go way back, Debbie.
It would be helpful if I turned my microphone on, Radio 101. I turned Ed's microphone on. Ed Mayuga is joining us right now, and I was like, why is Ed here? Because we know each other from our involvement in Tower Grove Park, because you are a Tower Grove Park commissioner,
correct,
and I am the president of the members council. So anyway, hello.
But not why he's here.
Not why he's here at all.
Because he's the 4th of July parade spokesperson.
Correct.
Right? You got a lot going on there.
I do have a lot. I'm in my other volunteer capacity here today. And just to clarify, the parade is this Saturday,
right,
July 2nd at 10 a.m. on Market Street.
So not on the 4th of July.
Not on 4th of July. It's traditionally, but, you know, and it used to be at night. But now it's during the day.
When was it at night?
It was at night until 1969.
Oh, wow.
It was a nocturnal illumination parade.
Oh.
This parade, this is the 139th parade. This has been going on in St. Louis since 1878. So America's Birthday Parade is one of the largest 4th of July Independence Day parades in the country.
I'm so glad that you're here because what I usually do if I have to work the 4th of July, which I am, I would just head out the door here at KMOX and watch the parade after I got off the air. But that wouldn't happen because it's not on Monday.
Right, but so you can go to Fair St. Louis.
And watch it online? What are you saying? Go to Fair St. Louis.
Well, Fair St. Louis, you know, they're going to have their Twitch tournament for the League of Legends, the Gateway Legends tournament. And it's just going to be out here at Keener Plaza. And, you know, they're our sister organization. We go hand in hand. There's a lot of crossover between both organizations.
That's wonderful. So the theme this year is Let Freedom Ring. How does that show up on the parade?
Right.
Route in the floats and the marching bands.
Well, Let Freedom Ring is a great topic for this year because, you know, we live in the greatest country in the world. And, you know, it's time for St. Louis to come together. So we were thinking of a theme that to bring people into St. Louis. And one of the highlights of this year is that we're going to have 25 new U.S. citizens taking their oath of allegiance to the United States at Keener Plaza immediately before the parade, and they're going to walk in the parade with us. I mean, we are a city of immigrants. St. Louis is a city of immigrants. We have the Sikh Indian Americans walking with us. We have the Italian Americans of the Hill, and we have people from the International Institute walking in our parade. So let freedom ring.
Naturalization ceremonies, I weep like a baby. It's the most touching thing. It's fantastic.
Well, personally, yeah. My parents took their oath of allegiance in 1976, the bicentennial year in Keener Plaza. So this has special significance to me.
So how many entrants? Debbie and I have so much to ask you. How many entrants
rapid fire, Ed,
are there? And do you have, it's like choosing your favorite child, Ed.
Right. So we have multiple parade units. We have two new floats. We have a Scott Joplin float this year. We also have St. Louis Aquarium. They have this really incredible new colorful float. For musical acts, we have 11 marching bands. We have the St. Boogie Brass Band. If you haven't heard them on Cherokee Street, you shouldn't miss them. I mean, they do a phenomenal job. I went to college at Tulane University down in New Orleans. So
you know parades.
Yeah, I know parades.
So it takes place tomorrow, starting where?
Saturday. Saturday, July 2nd.
All day I've been thinking it's Friday. It's always disappointing when you realize it's not. So Saturday morning, it kicks off and goes from where to where?
Okay, it goes on Market Street, it starts on Broadway, and then it goes west on Market to Union Station. So both sides of Market Street, it's going to be great. We're going to have great weather. Hopefully, I looked at the.
You're looking at me, hopefully. Yeah.
You know, it changes. It is St. Louis.
Yes, it is.
Yes, people are going to be lining the streets. It's fun for the whole family. We hope people will make this a tradition. It was a tradition in my family. My parents have taken me since I was a kid.
I have a picture of. We lived downtown when I first moved here 27 years ago. And I have a picture, Debbie, of our. He's now 26, but he was like 10 months old, less than that. And there was a Batman car in the parade. And he doesn't remember going to the parade, but I remember taking him to the parade.
And that's the type of memories we want people to create here in St. Louis. I mean, we have marching bands all the way from Michigan. We have the U.S. Air Force Marching Band of Mid-America. And they only display at a few parades each year. And they're going to play Off You Go in the Wild Blue Yonder. It's a lot of things. I mean, we're going to have something for everybody at this parade.
It's fantastic. I know I brought my parents before. I have brought my kids before. Is this one going to be televised as well if people can't make it down?
Yes, our media partner for that is KMOV. So KMOV, if you want to watch it there, yes, and streaming. But then obviously we're also going to be online.
Is it also a competition? Are the marching bands in a competition?
Yes, there is something called the George Hibberge Sash, and that's given to the top band leader. In addition, there's also a parade drum trophy given to the top marching band. We have 11 marching bands this year, and they're all competing because, you know, they win money, and they come, they bring their crews from all over the United States.
Didn't O'Fallon Township High School win one year?
Yes, they typically
Why are you looking at me like that, Ed?
Because we all know why you're asking.
and I bring that up because that's the alma mater of my sons.
Ed, there you go.
Well, I love a good drum line. If I was judging, I would just be like, get me a great drum line and you win.
Yeah, the Gentlemen of Vision are actually stepping.
Are they really?
Yeah, we have the Gentlemen of Vision, which is a phenomenal organization. For those of you who don't know, it's for at-risk youth. They bring kids together that would be at risk, and they have 100% graduation rate from high school and 100% acceptance rate in college. So they're a great example.
And an incredible performance.
Yes.
They are amazing.
Yeah, they're absolutely amazing. So they're going to be on a float. I mean, it's really cool to see.
Well, it feels like we're all moving forward because we missed parades for a few years. It is back Saturday. Not tomorrow, not Monday, but Saturday morning in downtown St. Louis. So, Ed, how long does it take to put this all together? You've been working on this since last year?
We work on it from the day all the floats go back to what we call the den. You know, the planning goes to the following year. Chris Hibberd, who is our Grand Marshal, actually has a long history. The band leader sash, the George Hibberd sash, comes from his father. His father, for 50 years, was the musical director for the parade. And we're all volunteers. I mean, except for the staff that actually builds the floats, we're all volunteers here. And we just love the parade and we love Fair St. Louis because there's a lot of crossover.
Come on down, people. If you've never seen it before, you got to see it for the first time. It's something to see.
Absolutely.
Gonna renew your faith in humanity. Let Freedom Ring is the theme for the 139th America's Parade. It has an official name. What is the official name of the...
It's America's Birthday Parade.
America's
Birthday Parade.
Happy birthday, America. Ed, thank you so much.
Thank you.
We'll talk about Tarrant Grove Park another time.
You have me back. Thank you.
Ed Mayuga joining us. It is 9:29, and you are listening to Total Information AM on KMOX.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.